It's great. We want to be still hurling in October. That was the plan at the start of the year. And it's a great day for the club, you know, to be making the first foray into Ulster on our home pitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be highlighting, you know, it's highlighting one with the two Donegal teams playing on the same day, Standard Hurling and Donegal, and two, it's great for the St. Eunan's Club to be able to showcase the facilities that are there.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously, it's been what, 6-7 weeks, I think, is it, since you, or will it be 7 weeks by Sunday,
yeah,
since you played in the Donegal Senior Hurling Final?
Yeah, that's the big say downside for us, the fact that our championship finished, and then with the football being full on, you know, we haven't had a chance until this week to get the full squad back together. Now, we played friendly last weekend and just to dust the cobwebs off, and that went well. So look, it's just something we'll have to live with, and you know, I can see it last night. Now, we trained last night, you know, the attitude was good. The boys are narky in training, and when you see that, it's always a good sign.
Yeah, and you mentioned the footballers there in the football championship, and you have quite a lot of dual players, haven't you?
We have, yeah, we've upwards of 9 dual players, and you know, to be fair to them, the very minute we finished, you know, you just let them be, let them go play their football, let them put their full concentration into that. Keep in touch with them. Look, they're great guys, they're great clubmen. You know, we're delighted to have them back. Really felt sorry for them last weekend. You know, they put in a fantastic performance this year to get to the semi-final. And, you know, I think it was a good year for both St. Eunan's senior teams, that both teams got to the business end of both championships and were competitive in both, you know.
And have the footballers returned this week to training?
They have. They were back last night. And maybe it's Sunday will be a good thing for them to get rid of a bit of the frustration of last weekend, you know. But look, as I said, they're good. They're great guys. You know, the commitment they give to the club and to both teams, you know, it's inspirational for other guys to see, you know, how they juggle. And it's not just sport. You know, they also have lives outside sport. You know, they're all working. They're all are working or in college, and they're there. You know, I have the utmost admiration for them, lads.
Tell me, Gortnamona, your opponents, they're the Antrim junior champions. Obviously, they'll come with a certain pedigree.
Yeah, they're a good side. I saw them in the county final. But I think our lads will give them a good... because they're from Antrim, will be coming in as favourites. But, you know, I would still back my lads against them.
And have you got everybody?
There are out Colin Flood and Eugene Organ.
Two experienced men.
All year we've preached about the squad. And now two other lads will step up. And, you know, there's lads putting their hands up, really having a go at it. And, you know, you got to, you know, you live and die by your squad. And the last few weeks, you know, like Sir Thomas Hart and Matt Ahern, lads like that have been putting their hands up and nearly demanding to be picked, you know. You know, Eddie Gaffey as well. That's, you know, really putting in serious shifts in training. You know, the fitness levels getting higher, desire, leadership. So, look, they're two huge losses. You know, we full confidence in the guys that will come in.